from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. It does not appear she is in Chicago.
I'm back.
She is dressed for D.C. more than Chicago. and she looks spectacular.
Nice shirt.
What's up,
Thank
TK?
You. What's up, guys? My Odyssey issued laptop just would not pull up my email.
No, you could have ended at Odyssey issued laptop and we would have understood.
Yeah. So that's why.
Did you take the training about what to do if you're attacked with a hammer by a coworker?
That's not real.
No,
ma'am.
Not only is it real, it really happened to me.
Well, yeah, you'll be getting that training soon, ma'am. Yes, you'll. Yeah, but yeah, you could have ended at Odyssey issued laptop, and we all would have understood.
Yeah, it's been. I barely got in here. There was thunderstorms in Chicago all day.
So you just got back now?
Like an hour ago.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Wow. How was Chicago? We were living.
We did everything. We went to the Cubs game.
Now, hold on. Hold on. Before you, like, who's we?
I brought a crew with me.
She's got an entourage.
Wow.
She has a posse.
Oh, the Odyssey issue laptop froze. Now another. Yep, it did. I think you just kicked out of an official Trista. It has to be 5 seconds. You kicked out at like 4.5.
Let's see. All right, we got it. Why don't we do this? Hold on. Let's do this. We can do. Let's see.
I want to know more about.
This. It's probably not going to be as good.
I want to know more about Chicago.
It's going to be. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I know what's happening.
Trista on Rush Street. It's lit.
It must have been hot there too. I saw what Trista had on at the Cubs game. The humidity, too.
You know what I mean? The humidity.
Hold on, let's make a switch. There we go. Okay, we back in here.
Y'all are tripping. You know what I mean? It was hot that day though. 97
Ooh.
That day.
I just thought about something, and forgive me if it was on your Twitter feed because I didn't. I wasn't really on Twitter that much over the weekend. I saw you at the Cubs game. But did you go to the Sky game too?
No, I just, you know, I feel so bad asking for hookups. Mm. So I only wanted to ask for one hookup.
Oh, you really got to hang out with Kenny Moore. He'll ask.
Wait, what? All I want is some book ones, all right?
I'm more of like, I let the plug come to me. You know what I mean? Like,
well, probably should have.
Pause. No, so I'd never been to Wrigley Field before. And so Mitch Rosen is the PD of 670 The Score, where I do shows on the weekends. And, you know, I think they have like a suite or something. So I just was like, hey, I've got a couple of friends coming into town. And we've never been to Wrigley. Do you think that maybe you could help me find some tickets? And I was expecting. You know, like, you know, that those little word choices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's very good.
You know, if there's any tickets lying around.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, what you suggest, but I'm, you know, I'm new to town. And he was like, tickets will be in your email, like, midweek. It was seventh row behind home plate.
That was nice. Yeah.
So then we ran into, so one of the guys that came with was a producer for the show that I go on all the time, Bernstein and Holmes. And so he's like, oh, let's walk around Wrigley. And then we see Cliff Floyd, who it was a Mets
player. The baseball player?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he does some stuff for the Marquee. He does pre and post game for the Cubs. And he was like, introduced us. So we started talking and we're like, what's up with you? And he's like, oh, well, I got to go change because my guy, Roy Wood, is in town and he's doing a show. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. And I go, no, that's my guy. And he goes, that's your guy? And I go, yeah, tell him I said hey. And he's like, oh, okay. And my friend was like, oh, okay. And I was like, this dude's here right now. So I FaceTimed him. And it was, you know, the, like, that moment where you just, like, you know, there's a moment where either you're going to look like you're crazy and you just have that person's number, mm-hmm. or you're going to look like that's your guy. Mm-hmm. Kenny makes me feel like the former a lot,
don't
right? Like,
don't makes do that. Me, don't do declined. That. Trista, I pick up all the time. And when I don't, I call back immediately and I got to now do the record video. That's what she does to me.
Phone's always on, do not disturb. Anyway, just pick up the phone. Anyway, so I FaceTime Roy, and he threw out the first pitch, and I didn't even know that.
Oh, snap. So
he came over to us, and it was, you know, it was great. I hadn't seen him forever. And he's like, hey, you guys trying to come to the show tonight? And we're like, yeah. He's like, let me put your name on the list. We go to the show, which I have a sidebar story about somebody who was trying to, like, play, was it Big Time Us? Who works on the station, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He literally is like Big Time Us. Anyway, so we get to the show a little late, like still opening act late, but like late. And we're front effing row at this freaking show. It was so cool.
What happens when you hang out with Trista, man? I'm telling you, boy.
So then we ended up going backstage and, you know, my friends got to meet him again and they took pictures and all that stuff.
Where was Cliff Floyd? He was in the 44th row?
I don't know where he was. I saw him after the show and he was like, oh, you did come. You did come. And I was like, I told you, I know.
So what's the sidebar story?
Oh, yeah. So me, the producer of the show on the Score, and so I do Saturdays there every now and again. And I also go on once a week with the show from 10 to 2, right? So and then my friends are there and then Roy's there. And so this guy pulls up who does the show from 2 to 6, right after the 10 to 2 show, right? Mm-hmm. So he knows this producer that's with me. So he pulls up on Roy and he's like, hey, Roy, I'm Danny. You know, I was just, you. Just, we just interviewed you the other day, blah, 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 from 670, The Score. And he's like, kind of like, you know, kind of doing this to us, you know? Like, this is our group that he just like got into and then like actually know this is like a one-to-one conversation. And Roy was being like real cool. And he was like, you know Trista, right? Like, she's on the station. And he looks at me like, oh, okay. And I was like, wow. And then I go, and Ray, like the producer on the Score, is right here too, right there. Like, hey, do you see him? And he looks at Ray and he's just like, oh, okay. Like, if you didn't know that we work there, you would think we do not work there. Like, this guy definitely works there, and, like, these dudes are interns at best.
Wow, boo.
It sounds like he needs his boo. Ass beat. So if you haven't taken the HR training now, it would be a great time to go beat that guy. That's so whack.
Boo.
He had his kid in his arms. He's like, yeah, I'm on dad duty, yeah.
I hate no these cares, stupid Jack. Ass self-important people. Like, bro, shut up.
I was like, dang, dude.
Bitch, you work at a radio station. No one knows who you are. Give it a rest.
Come on, yeah. And, like, wild, because I saw his host, like, his partner that was there at Roy's show. And he comes right up to me. He's like, hey, like, what's up, Trista? Big fan, da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, I would have thought you had no idea who I was. And he goes, why is that? And I go, because your show partner just literally like acted like he had never heard my name, never heard my voice, never seen me. Like I was just a scrub. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's Danny. Yeah.
That's Danny. For
goodness sakes.
Oh, man. Well, and more of, I got another question for Trista's trip to Chicago. Oh. Did you go see Sweetie?
No, didn't see Sweetie, but I saw somebody else. One more story. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Are you ready? Okay, so we're staying in Hyde Park, which I highly recommend, south side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like just down the street from like Muhammad Ali's house, Farrakhan's spot, the whole like little compound they got going on there. And we're walking with Emma, and I'm like, oh yeah, I think Obama's house, like Obama has a house around the corner from here somewhere. Let's put it into our GPS and see where it is. And I'm like, well, he doesn't live here really anymore. He lives in D.C., but at least we could see the house. And like, it's probably barricaded because the last time I came to Chicago, the streets were blocked off, barricaded. Makes sense. But we'll just get as close as we can. So we walk over there. Sure enough, barricaded, do not enter. And I'm like, well, we're walking. It's different than like on cars, different than on foot. So let's walk through and see.
What?
It's not. This story's gonna, well, the ending won't be tragic because Trista's here.
The thought process is crazy. That's whatever. Do not enter.
We'll just see how long it takes for them to tell us to turn around, you know? And
it's the most white privilege thing ever.
My friend was like, he was like, oh, your white is coming out right now. And I was like, fam, you look like a university professor. You're not getting shot either. None of us are getting shot, okay? Our melanin level is like yellow at best, okay? Like Damien's 5 shades darker than all of us combined. So I don't care what, you know? He's got his red bone, his summer red bone on. I can see it. So Emma's like playing in the grass. And like she's like rubbing her belly on the grass. I'm like, come on, Emma, let's go. Let's see this house. Cause you like try to take a photo of it or something. And I look up and I see, because we're 3 doors down from Obama's house at this point. Can't believe we've gone so far. Cause he's like all the way at the end of the block, like 2 houses in, and we're coming from the other side. So like, but we've already gone like 75% of the way there. No one said anything. So I look up and there's a group of like 6 people in formal attire leaving Obama's house. And I was like, that's weird. You think that they run tours out of there? Because, like, I wouldn't want to run a tour out of that house if I still live there. Like, that's weird that people are leaving his house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that couldn't, nah. And so then all of a sudden, they get into these cars and it's 4 black SUVs, boom, 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 boom. And then it's 3 presidential limos, boom, boom, boom. And then it's 1 SUV off the back, boom. And they're driving past us. And then the Secret Service is like, hey. What are you doing? Yeah, like, do not move. 1 more step. Like, we weren't going to go anywhere. He goes, let all these cars go past, and then you need to cross the street. I'm like, dude, you're so slacking, you know? Like, what have you been doing? Hey. And he's like, you guys live on this block? And we're like, oh, we're 1 block over. Which we were, in fairness, 1 block over. And so my friend says to the guy, he goes, to the Secret Service, he goes, is Obama in residence right now? Is that what we just saw? And the Secret Service person just like smiles. He's like, yep.
Wow.
And I was like, what the hell, Obama? What are the odds? Like, you get onto his block and he walks right out of the house with the family.
Trista lives a life, man.
She do.
She lives a life.
It could have ended that day in Hyde Park. Thankfully, it didn't. But no, well, she lives a
once
life.
Once she got past the U.S. Army or whatever and got past.
Well,
that
all because Emma wanted to rub her belly on presidential grass.
Oh, no, I was saying, where was she at where she took the wrong turn going to Starbucks?
Oh,
the NSA.
Yeah. Once she got past that, I mean,
I guess, yeah.
She's Teflon.
So that was
Secret
crazy.
Services, nothing after that.
We got into the Uber and we told our Uber driver, and he goes, "You guys should buy a lottery ticket because I've never heard of that." Like, not only does he never come to Chicago and he doesn't stay there anymore, for you to be on the block while Secret Service is there and they leave, and somebody like waved at Emma out the window.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
That's pretty dope.
No, that was a gun. They were waving a gun. Ma'am,
keep
moving.
Move.
Move, ma'am. That is crazy. You do live a book-worthy life.
How does it happen? I don't know. It doesn't make
sense. It's just TK.
I've been in D.C. at the White House, and President Obama wasn't there. all right. You hit the one time he just had to drop by and pick up some basketball shorts and left, and you just happened to be there when he did it.
Pick up his mail real quick.
Whoa!
He got a package from StockX. He had to pick up real quick.
They were all like super dressed up too. Like one, I think the oldest daughter. Now that I'm like piecing it together, had like a bright yellow, like sort of like spring dress on. Everybody else was in like black suits, black dress. Like six of them.
See, Obama, just like us, that's where he sends his shoes. So Michelle he don't send them to the house. Let me send them to the house in Chicago.
You better be careful. Jasmine listens to this show.
Well, I used to send my shoes to my grandmother's house, but she's not here no more. So I need a new connect.
Jig is up. Well,
I need a new stash house.
Send them to Odyssey or send them to.
I told Kim I was going to do that. She said, you better not.
I just love the idea of a StockX package showing up with Barack Obama's name on it. Brother, looking at it, you think that's the Barack Obama? Nah, it can't be. Drop these off. It feels ridiculous to shift to basketball now after that. That was fun.
That was fun.
When are you coming back here?
That's what I was thinking, too. Come on, man. No.
Are you going to Vegas?
Are you going to Vegas?
No.
You guys never be on some legit stuff with that.
I'm going to be in Baltimore in a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I got a wedding to go to. It's like a whole all-star weekend, but I don't know. Might have some downtime.
All right. Let me know. I don't know when I'm coming to Sacramento. I am going to be in Vegas for part of Summer League. I've got my 20th high school reunion.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's like right in the last day of Summer League. And then I've got also my first boss and mentor's 50th birthday party as well. So I'm not going to be able to stay for the whole thing. So, but I don't know. I need a reason to come back, you know, like we got to get some games going.
I can think of two of them.
Well, we know that Kenny's already still in the doghouse from the last time.
No, I'm back outside. Don't do that. I'm working.
Well, yeah, now that we have KSFM, we disguise everything as work. Yeah, we got to go to Tiger tonight for a word.
That's how we wash the money.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to. I'm not going to Tiger because I want to.
You watch the money now. But nah, man, you got to pull up. It's funny you say that about Vegas, though. It feels like this summer league does not have a buzz.
No.
And it has to do with the draft class. Yeah. Because next year with Cooper Flagg and stuff. And isn't Boozer's son next year as well? Or is he the following year?
But Ace Bailey is going to be a really big name to watch as well. You've got Ron Harper's son, Dylan Harper Jr. You've got, who else is in that class? You got some good players.
Yeah.
Obviously, Cooper Flagg. I don't know if I'm as high on Cooper Flagg as a lot of other
Really? People. Cooper Flagg can go. He's nasty.
And it's more mental than anything. It's more like upbringing, really good family, like very chill, like not, there's just things about him that I wonder what the competitive edge is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wonder about his toughness, like mental toughness. Mm-hmm. But we're going to see. We're going to see. He'll get real annoying once he gets on Duke's campus.
Perfect place for him.
Annoying, with annoying serum.
J.J. Flagg is going to be his.
Oh, my God. Is J.J. arrogant? Or does he just come across as arrogant?
I think he is arrogant, yes. Mm. Do you ever got, you guys have friends or know people who are ridiculously smart, but they're really annoying about it?
I mean, I know people like that, just random people that I like, that I'm cool with, like some of the homies from way back when. But, like, all right, and smart ass.
I feel like that's JJ. He's just always wanting to let you know that his mental is just better than yours, you know? In every way. He's also a little smug.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and doesn't... I'd be fine with arrogance and smugness if it also had a tone of playfulness. Mm-hmm. He's like dead ass about it, too. Mm-hmm. He takes it so serious. Mm-hmm. Even when he was like, truthfully, Claire, I haven't thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because give an F. Mm-hmm. It's like...
So,
well, and that felt like such a contrived F-bomb. Like, it wasn't even organic.
No. And I'm like, bro, you've dropped 4 F-bombs in this press conference. And you also picked it up by saying you've been paying attention to everything that everybody is saying in the last 6 weeks. And it's been one hell of a ride to be a part of the content aggregation machine or whatever you called it. It's like, you didn't have to say all that if you really don't care.
Right. One of the things that I hypothesize, though, is JJ, because, you know, we can feel however we feel about him. The jury's still out for me as with him as a coach. Like, maybe he is Pat Riley. I don't know. But do you think JJ is like that with non-NBA players? Because he holds himself, I'm an NBA player, and I know basketball more than you, just don't understand, you don't know. But when he gets around NBA players, he's got a little bit more respect for working with them and holding conversations with them. You think that's the case with him? Because if it is, he'll be fine in that respect as a coach.
Yeah, I've listened to a bunch of his podcasts when he talks to, like, Trae Young, and he talks to other players that he interviews, and he's got a really good memory, and he's got things in his chamber of what they do really well that he wants to break down. So when he would interview players, he would never try to criticize them. And the whole interview was very positive and very much like highlighting the things about that player's game that he thinks he wants to accentuate in a good way. So I think that's important. I think his analytical focus will be nice, a nice change of pace from what we saw with Frank Vogel and Darvin Ham. But I don't think we can really say how it's going to be, how he's going to be able to interact with players, how his relationship with LeBron is going to impact the locker room. Is he going to be very Anthony Davis focused? Because they need a center. If Anthony Davis is going to be happy, Anthony Davis can't play 5. He just has said that since forever, right? Like, the time where it was really impactful was when it was him and Boogie.
Yeah.
So he needs a big. So does that mean that the Lakers try and get like a, I don't know, somebody in free agency or try to get somebody in a trade. Hard to say, but the relationship element will be interesting because he's also not afraid to say what he thinks, and it sounds pretty harsh when he's delivering criticism.
Do you think it's an eventful couple of days in the NBA?
Yeah, I think there's so much going on. Yeah, I mean, I think everything I hear in terms of free agency, this should be a pop, and that's why I think Summer League's going to be good, is because I don't think it's about the players that are playing in it. I think it's more about all the stuff that could happen in free agency. Like when for example, Russell Westbrook got traded to the Rockets, I was sitting 5 feet from D'Antoni, and I watched him see it pop up on Bleacher Report. Honestly. I watched him like look down, go kind of like, okay. And then I like looked at my phone and I was like, oh, okay. And then he looks up, looks around, and I like.
Oh, you know what I just thought about? It's an Olympic year. So isn't there going to be like Olympic exhibition games in Vegas? That's usually what happens, huh?
They should be already gone by then. I think.
Oh yeah, because Summer League's a little later than it. Than
yeah, summer is Summer League the.
I think it's like 15th, third week, second week.
Oh.
12th to 22nd.
Yeah, they pushed it back a little bit because isn't that how it used to go? They play like maybe the following during Summer League.
So that would
League,
make sense because the women
starts on the 27th.
What
so maybe
for the Olympics starts on the 27th?
Yeah, so the women are leaving the 22nd. Or the 21st. It might be the 21st because they're leaving the day after the All-Star game.
A league will shut down after that for
The league will shut down for a month.
U.S. versus Canada is Wednesday, July 10th. Maybe I should go to that one.
That's in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, those things be popping. I haven't gone to a game, but the city is a buzz when Team USA is there.
Well, that's because all the big dogs are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the big boys are there.
July 10th.
Well, we're glad the Secret Service didn't get you, TK. we would have been inconsolable if we found out that you got shot because you were walking down President Obama's street when you shouldn't have been, despite the giant sign that said "Do not enter." So we're glad you're good.
In my head, it was like, well, other people do live on this block. What if it's me?
Well, I'm guessing there's like 8 passes that you have to show, like an electricity bill, and you have to have your mother's like.
You
gotta
have
name
the thing like
nine.
How you get into the door. That's how you get to the block.
Now you guys sound like my mom. My mom always jumps to like the worst possible thing whenever I tell her a story like this, and she's like, "Well, did you have any ID? Did you have any proof that your Airbnb was one block over? What would have happened if they would have just escorted you to the one block over?" I'm like, they weren't going to do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Escorting you to the next block is not the worst case scenario.
Like it's a damn casino and they're walking her to the back of the casino. Hey, is your house over here? If not, I'm going to break your hand.
Oh, we love you, TK. You are the best storyteller on the planet.
Love you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.